I'm gonna go with the juicer behind it.
Diet Mountain Lion rocks.
Yeah, but as my dad always said, water's free.
I'm like, I'm the Rachel Dolezal of podcasting.
The Pizza Noid game?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it one of those ones that was like extremely hard for no reason?
There was a span in video games where they were just like making advertising video games, and most of them
like
sucked.
Cool Spot, the 7-Up one's
actually good.
That's not bad.
The Mick Kids one's actually not bad.
I never played that one. Actually, I
had a lot of these games before Angry Video Game Nerd. I think that's why he, like, strikes...
Before it was cool.
He strikes a chord with me, because it's like, I was like, oh, I remember loving some of these shitty games. Like, The Karate Kid, he tore that apart. I loved that game.
Did you really?
Well, because I thought it was so cool. It had all the mini stages, like catching the fly with the chopstick. I was pretty easy to impress.
I had Ghostbusters and Castlevania, too, and I couldn't figure them out. Like, I couldn't figure out how to play them
at
all. Yeah,
when you're a kid, it's hard to play, like, retro games.
Yeah.
They're unforgiving as fuck.
Yeah, especially those games are just like, what the fuck is going on?
I used to have favorite games where I couldn't get past the first level, and I was like, oh, I love this game.
By the way? Yeah. Okay. I will save it to the middle.
You sure?
Yeah, it's fine.
Are you set? Sure.
We're kind of already talking about video games.
You're set up for
which
it.
Which kind of sets us up for the episode, though.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
We're good.
Tonight, Cinepocalypse Now show, we're talking about movies. With your host, Scott Lizard Abrams.
Gabby Good to his mother, Tashada.
Mama.
And Nate Higgers.
right out the gates. Hey guys, we're doing The King of Kong as per Marshall's request this week.
Yeah.
What were we just talking about? I mean, I'm sorry to have interrupted.
We're talking about retro games. Like
we got
kids
Yo-Noid. I actually played Yo-Noid. It's like kind of a low-budget Double Dragon kind of beat-em-up, but you used a yo-yo to attack people.
But you play as the Yo-Noid?
You play as the Yo-Noid, yeah.
But aren't they the bad guys? They ruin the pizzas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never... What the fuck?
He's going to avoid the Noid.
He's an anti-hero.
True.
It's in the same breath. Spawn, Yo-Noid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rorschach from Watchmen.
So, I was like, all right, you know how like all the gamers now... Like, their favorite shit is G Fuel.
I don't know that it's actually their favorite, but that's what...
But G Fuel is sponsoring, like,
sponsoring
all
a lot
gamers.
Of fucking online, you know, gamer personalities.
What the fuck is G Fuel?
So...
It's gamer fuel.
No, no, hold on.
Well, that's what the premise
is. It's fucking pre-workout.
Basically, but
rebranded
so you
for
can,
gamers,
right? So you stay
that's
up.
Just smart marketing.
Thank
honestly.
You.
I know that, but it's
that's what I said.
But so Game Fuel was already a thing. That was Mountain Dew's flavor for like Halo 2 when
that
it
was
came
really
out.
Good, actually.
But it was really good.
Yeah.
This is literally called
especially the first round.
If Fuel. Mountain Dew wants to sponsor this podcast,
I will
like,
fucking endorse them all day.
Us
dude. I don't think Mountain Dew sponsors anything anymore.
The X Games.
They'll
probably.
Just we'll tell them that this is really extreme, kind of like the X Games. They'll be like, "Holy shit, you gotta get on this."
This is Kyle number 3. We're all Kyles.
No, that's good Monster. Oh, completely different.
Same shit. I feel like the kids who were
it's not
the Kyles now.
Yeah,
like Mountain
I hate
Duke.
Monster, and I like Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah. Who the hell like. The reason why I like Red Bull is because like the
also,
biggest can
the
they, that it comes in is like a 12-ouncer.
No, it comes in a 16-ounce.
Yeah, but do you ever buy it?
I usually buy specifically the 8.4-ounce, the little skinny guy.
Wait, you like it because you have no self-control and that forces you not to drink too much?
No, the Monster like is already prepackaged in a fucking 20-ounce can or like a 16-ounce.
It's one of those bullshit
can.
Ones where it's like. oh, here's one can. It's three servings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I get what you're
saying. So it's like sense. You're in, and who opens a can is like, oh, I've had enough. I'm gonna put this away
it's
now.
It's time for me to move on with my day.
Yeah. The Red Bull, it's a little bit over 8 ounces, and it's just like you sip it, you're good to go.
Yeah,
it's like drinking an espresso. It's just more bang for your buck in shorter
bad.
Time.
Yeah, it's
unlike an espresso.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
Espresso, baby.
Compared to Monster, it's less bad because you're drinking less shit. Like you have kids drinking like two Monsters a day.
I know
it's like 40 ounces of energy drink.
And they die of a heart attack at like 16.
Oh, dude,
that happens.
Does happen.
I think that's one way to change their whatever formula.
Dude, that's like Four Locos. Oh, they're giving
kids remember
heart
some
attacks.
Girl died. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
no, it was like because
you're not supposed
kids.
To mix alcohol and caffeine.
Yeah, yeah. People do it.
Well, it does.
Also,
Red Bull.
How about Jack and Coke?
Yeah,
Coke. I just said it like I'm from Philly. Jack and Coke.
does Coke really have that much caffeine?
Yeah, enough.
Like
enough.
As much as coffee.
Also, a vodka Mountain Dew. I used to drink that shit all the time.
Vodka Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
I don't think that's an established cocktail.
Well, I was
only,
a disgusting
only for extraordinary gentlemen like Scott
right.
Abrams.
Yeah. Captain. Supreme gentleman. You mean? I think
you're supposed
to say
Captains in Mountain Dew.
Huh? Oh, Captains.
Oh, excuse you.
Captains.
Drink Crash Rum with fucking Mountain Dew.
Crash Rum.
Listen.
It's called the white trash fucking special right there.
Whoa, who's drinking Primo rum over here?
Yeah,
you?
What do you drink
Me.
With
yeah.
rum?
Yeah. I only drink the rum that has the sugar cane floating
I
in
like
it.
I like the one with the squid on it.
The Kraken.
That shit sucks, dude.
It's not good for mixing either.
I know.
Dude, it
I only
like
drink
fucking licorice.
I only drink Admiral Nelson, actually.
Admiral Nelson.
That's the
rock
up. Rip-off version of fucking Captain Morgan for when you can't
Admiral Nelson. Nelson.
But I like how
Piss Pants Gangster.
Dude, it sounds like it's like
that's a real person.
You know, like the rip-off.
It's no, real food.
No, it's a real person.
You know the
Horatio Nelson.
You know the
Shut
the. You know the rip-off like cereals that you get. Like it's not Captain Crunch. That's what it reminds me of. That's probably why.
Yeah. What is Captain Crunch called?
General.
I don't know.
Pops.
It has like. I can picture the box. It's got like a walrus with like a hat on, like a navy hat.
Yeah. Admiral Suck.
Major Colonels or some shit.
And then
Admiral Suck.
Admiral cuts the roof of your mouth.
Alright, get it.
Oh, I'm just talking about this done. Just leads me into talking about all the store brand garbage Mount Lightning.
Oh, Mountain Lightning? Hell yeah, dude. I fucking love Mountain Lightning. Also, down south they have Food Lion, so it's Mountain Lion. No bullshit.
All right.
It works.
Diet Mountain Lion rocks.
And you can only get that.
It's a
food
good title. Diet Mountain Rock.
The supermarkets down south, like Kroger and Food
There's
Lion.
So many. They,
dude,
Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly, dude. Have you guys ever been inside of Piggly Wiggly?
Of course
I've never
I have.
Been down south. So.
Yeah. Oh, I have. Me and Julia went
Florida.
To a Piggly Wiggly one time.
To Florida. Mm-hmm. They have Piggly Wiggly there.
Mm-hmm. It's also in South Carolina. Where
it's
I
not
was.
That special, isn't it? Just like a fucking.
It's a fun name to say.
Yeah,
it is
a fun name
to say.
And all the labels have like pigs on it and shit.
Yep.
And it says Piggly Wiggly.
Well, just the same as it here at Shaw's, everything says Signature.
Not as fun to say.
No, it's not. It's not Piggly Wiggly.
That's why I don't shop at Shaw's.
They're pretty cheap.
That and there's pear-shaped employees.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
So
yeah,
where are you going to get your G Fuel?
I just went to Market Basket the other day. I've never been to the one in Brockton.
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh my God, what a fucking shit show.
I'll say.
I got serious anxiety.
Well, you gotta get there early, dude.
From shopping in there.
Time,
I mean,
yeah,
they don't get there that early.
That's
you gotta go
I was there like
time.
9.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a good time to go,
like
but
9,
I'm surprised.
10?
That
yeah.
was before their bedtime.
Before their wake
you're in,
time.
You're in constant jeopardy of getting like run over by
right?
retarded people with
yep.
carriages.
Portuguese, a lot of Portuguese, Brazilians, I should say.
It was mostly.
Dude, people just like walking.
Unprofessionals, Gabe, is that what you're going to say? Mostly unprofessionals.
No,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
It's in
about.
Brockton.
I know.
It's right by my house, and like I'll go there sometimes, and like people do not like have any like common courtesy of. hey, let me just let your carriage go by so that, you know, well, I can go next.
And you're supposed to have this whole, where whether you be on walk a staircase. On exactly. Whoa. Whether you be on a staircase or just walking normally, it's like, I'm going forward in the right, just like I'm on the road.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on the left.
They just, like, go in the middle, and they'll, like, have, like, a five little kids running around unattended. Like, and they're all looking at, like, the same thing, so it's like, holy shit, like, what if you need, like, a bag of chips, and she's, like, picking out a bag of chips? Just that's not there. That's not going to happen the next 10 good. Minutes. And then it stinks.
All right.
No, no.
Settle down.
It does stink in there.
I was just saying before you guys got here to Julia, I was like, he makes me feel liberal.
Ooh.
Marshall.
Does stink. Does he though?
Sometimes. When he says shit like this, it stinks out to that there.
Everyone's using the goddamn EBT. Everyone.
Really? I've never seen it.
Including Marshall.
I also,
if the line is held up, chances are.
Chances are. I don't really look either. I'm not a fucking Judgy McJudgerton at the aisle.
It's easy to
smile. If I'm getting held up, I don't care who you are. I don't like you.
Julia usually gets angry with people at the store, so I try to be, like, the mediator.
Well, the thing is, like, Market Basket at that location, all the people that go there aren't necessarily, like, know the American customs yet. So, like, whatever country they come from.
Whatever.
Is that why they drive on the wrong side of the road?
Go on, exactly.
Whatever country they come from, that's why they don't have any need for personal privacy, personal space, fucking letting people go in front of them when they're driving. Let me snag something, like, right next to your hand.
Out of your cart?
That'd be funny. Listen, I'm surprised they don't do that. They probably do that to each other.
It's happened.
It's happened at least once. In Milwaukee, no. Or wherever, there's a bunch of Somalians or whatever.
Oh,
Milwaukee's where they settled?
Yeah. They're really?
Closer to water, right?
It's like something falls in Michigan or some shit.
Yeah,
the biggest.
I mean, I guess it's close to lakes, but
Dearborn, Michigan is really bad with muzzies.
It's near.
With Somalians.
Yeah, it's all that whole area.
Dearborn, Michigan, yeah.
Why did they pick?
It was a purposeful federal program to put them there. They were all refugees from the Somalian
all pirates.
Dispute.
They settled around Coon Lagoon.
Yeah, basically, that's what it's called now.
Pirate's Paradise.
By the way, it's so funny that your dad was just like, oh yeah, Coon Lagoon. You're like, you know, it's just
like, that's just what it's called.
I'm pretty sure it's called Houghton's Pond is the name of the actual place.
That's the official name.
He calls it Coon Lagoon.
Hey, you guys want to go to Coon Lagoon?
I've never seen that many there.
Actually, he's called Ames Pond in Stoughton Coon Lagoon,
too. I thought he was stuck in a
he talks about both are Coon Lagoon.
Now that's not,
Coon
Lagoon. That's not
the
true.
Second location open.
They can't swim.
Yeah, but as my dad always said, water's free, so that's where they congregate.
When's Kenny coming on?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, if Marshall wants to feel liberal, let's have my dad on.
Yeah, we can watch American History X.
He doesn't want to go to... the family was planning a trip to California. He doesn't want to go because he thinks we're going to catch bubonic plague.
No.
Is he getting weird? He reads articles on this, like, extremely, like, right-leaning, like, website, and it said something about...
Breitbart?
No, it's called Red State.
I've heard of it.
He, like, gets all his news from that website, and he was
why
on there.
One site? That's retarded.
Because it's the only site that fucking
Boomer.
Backs his viewpoint.
Because Ben Shapiro is a Jew.
Boomer, that's why.
Oh, Boomer, that's the real answer.
That's true. Yeah, he types with one finger. I'm not even joking.
Hunt and peck.
Yes.
I shame Julia into learning how to type.
Did you know that?
Well, when I first met her, it was like fucking literally it's almost 10 years ago
now. I don't
think
anyone our age did that.
Most people I know. My fucking boss hunts and pecks.
Oh, Jesus. You cheated?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Coddle must have been pissed.
Waddle.
She was really serious about it.
Yeah, no shit.
Waddle. It's Mrs. Coddle. She's bouncing down the hall, y'all.
I've adapted to where I have, like, good, bad technique, so it's fine now.
Gabe, you've sickened me.
But anyway, Yeah, he read some article about how, like, L.A. is a sanctuary city, and they're letting in all these, like, illegal immigrants and shit. And so
well,
these,
like, I'm sure, yeah, so he's, but yeah, doesn't mean you're getting a bubonic plague. Yeah,
yes, no.
I don't think Mexicans have bubonic plague.
Oh, they do. No, he's saying because, like, there's, like, these huge, like homeless camps, and they're like pissing and shitting in the streets, which I said, like, yeah, they're doing that in New York too.
Yeah, New York's terrible. Are you kidding me?
But some,
no, especially with the homeless.
Didn't the mayor make it like legal for the for the homeless
shitting,
people to
pissing,
shit everywhere?
And jacking off basically is legal in New York.
Wait, I'll defend jacking off?
I'll defend Kenny.
I think so.
There's way more homeless maybe in LA than there are in New York City.
There might be, but it doesn't mean
true,
that
but doesn't mean they're gonna be any more
behaved.
Is gonna
we saw, we not saw a movie about the homeless people in LA.
Watch Skid Row?
They live.
Oh yes, that's true.
Yeah. The original ending was they were gonna all die of bubonic plague.
Yeah, right, right. And Ken Kenny catches it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh shit.
As part of
sucked.
It.
but yeah, so yeah.
That's retarded.
No California
trip
for us.
How do you guys contract just someone walking up to you?
He thinks that it's going to be so rampant that, like, if we go to, like, a fucking theme... If we go to Universal theme park, we're going to fucking catch it from one of the employees or something.
Oh,
he's,
my
he's
God.
You guys
can
just
insane.
Just go in those cloaks and, like, the plague mask.
Like a SARS mask?
Yeah.
No, the
plague mask.
The nose.
Like the one with the big nose. Yeah.
It looks like a bird, so they can stick the flowers in the end of the nose so they don't have to smell the stink and stench of dead people dying. Dying from bubonic plague.
It sounds like
yummy.
It's worth it.
I mean, you're gonna be a fucking trendsetter over in California, buddy.
They're gonna be like, "Whoa, what with all this bubonic plague everywhere?"
The
I
other
mean,
goth,
we probably
the other
should.
Goth kids are gonna be like, "What?"
You ever seen an old woman who looks like my dad with no beard?
Can't say I've had the pleasure.
Probably.
Because I saw one the other day, and I was just like, looks just like my dad with no beard. No, why would I? That's
just
rude.
Say that to her. You look like my dad.
Yeah, she's going to take that great.
I took a picture of somebody to prove to you that it was the same person that was annoying at a taco restaurant to you.
That's so rude, though, Gabe. I don't approve.
It's not that rude.
I mean, it was him.
Did you say, hey, you're annoying?
Did we ever confirm on the show that it was
him? Did not confirm on the show, but...
it was indeed him.
Confirms that I knew the guy he was talking about.
That's
that
crazy.
Was annoying at
so
Roxanne's.
Roxanne, I ate there for dinner tonight. You want to tie it even further back to this show. That's so funny, dude.
What did he do? Was he just being like...
Never mind. Just listen back to the episode if you want to talk about
it. I don't even remember what episode it's on.
Who cares?
He pooped in the taco meat.
If you're a dedicated listener, you should know.
He was mildly annoying and we had nothing better to talk about, so...
He was mildly annoying.
Really?
Hell yeah, dude.
10 kids. Yeah, they will overtake China. Very soon, population.
Hasn't China like controlled their population somehow?
Yeah,
somewhat.
Throwing
but
baby
also,
girls off of cliffs.
I don't, why don't they do that anymore? I think they do
that's
it more.
What,
than
no, that's what
they tell you.
They loosened
they
it up. But no, they loosened
and
up the policy.
Those are the spare ribs.
We've all
it's
eaten
baby.
Baby.
Yeah, it's baby.
Baby.
Chinese.
So, yeah,
Chinese
dude,
baby.
Fucking, what's it called? Those short ribs are really good.
Yeah,
they I
are
know they're of baby.
Baby,
but
yeah, nice tender baby meat.
I was just thinking, I was reading back through some of my old premises that I brought up in the show, and I was thinking about how funny it'd be to, like, read them in a black voice. Like,
the one I
did earlier, which was...
Oh, Lord.
You ever see an old woman who looks like my daddy with no beard?
That's hilarious.
It's, oh, girl.
You just sound like you're doing like a Tracy Morgan
stand-up act. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Tyler Perry.
Well, I was thinking more Cat Williams, but...
Nah.
The way you did it, it's Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's okay. Also the kind of dude that would be like, you know, about this stuff.
You ever see a hot girl and then see her nasty feet and then become disgusted with her?
What is this?
You're trying to lean into the Cat Williams now.
A pimp named Slickback.
Yes. How did this come about? Is your inner voice black?
Sometimes.
He's transracial.
Oh, okay.
I'm the Rachel Dolezal on podcasting.
The only thing I ever remember about Cat Williams is him being like super sweaty, like excessively sweaty in his stand-up acts.
It's called cocaine.
Like,
have you done it?
He just No, I have not. Yeah. He's just wiping himself with a handkerchief the whole time.
I know.
No, I'm talking about the episode. No, or was that Snoop Dogg? That was the pimp in King of the Hill.
Yes, Snoop Dogg was. I think
that was Snoop Dogg. Yeah, but he was white.
He was white. He played a little white guy. Yeah. That was hilarious.
And Hank Hill.
I'm thinking Friday Afternoon.
I'm the pimp of this block.
Oh, he's like, or whatever. I'm the pimp of Hamlet County.
And yeah, that's like,
all of Hamlet County, and this is my hoe.
Damn.
It's coming down.
I guess so. All right. Sorry, might be with that.
No, Cat Williams.
So the other day, I don't know if we talked about the show or not, but I was trying to remember a song that that me and Mike really liked, and you guys thought sucked. That I was saying jokingly.
That was the group message,
right? I jokingly said that we should cover it. It's a very silly song. Well, I've been thinking about it for like 3 days. I brought it up to you guys, and I brought it up to Mike, because I remember Mike liking the song as well. And then all of a sudden, on Saturday, at 3 in the morning, it popped up in my recommended songs.
Right next to Killer Bean.
to Killer Bean.
Somebody's definitely listening in on you.
Not somebody, some algorithm.
Well...
It's Susan Wozniak.
But it is in my phone text history somewhere.
I'm gonna go with the Jews are behind it.
Yes, obviously the Jews are behind me remembering the song by Roxette, It Must Have Been Love.
They're helping out one of their own.
Yeah.
I feel like they want to leave you hanging.
That always happens, though. Even if you're like, I think I need a toaster, and then you like look something up, it's going to do it. But I've had it happen where...
Because they're listening to us all the time.
I've had it happen where I thought about it. I didn't even type it in anywhere.
I know.
And then that
shit comes up. I guess I did talk about it a couple times, for what it's worth. But it took a while of me talking about it to several different people.
Until they were like...
Hey, it like sucked my brain.
Look at this gay shit on Amazon that you could buy that you were thinking about buying.
Yeah, you faggot. That song is dope, though, by the way. Must have been love, but it's over now.
I know that song, and it's not dope.
I thought it was Dido.
It has a Dido-ish quality.
That was the last episode.
True.
I thought Dido did this song. It sounded like a Dido song.
Not that
song.
One. So Big Brother came through with me on that one, though.
That's good.
Yeah. Thanks, Big Brother.
Finally worked out for someone.
Yeah.
Your bushy mustache. Thank you.
Thank you. So, yeah, I saw Hairspray on Saturday night.
Okay. How was that?
It was very good.
Did you see it live, or are you saying...
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it live. It was like a...
In P-Town.
No, it's in Plymouth. But it's like a summer stock... Like theater that apparently like a bunch of, like Paul Newman used to do that when he was a acting student.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He came here to do the fucking thing.
Meathead.
Yeah, Meathead also Rob Reiner. No, Meathead.
Rob Reiner.
Yeah. Also did. And yeah, so I saw like the next round of people were probably gonna see. As actors someday.
The next Paul Newman.
Yeah. It was funny because, like, again, you know Ricky Lake was, like, the main character in the movie. Uh-huh. I don't know if you ever... Have you ever seen the musical version?
No.
Even the John Travolta?
Nope. I mean...
Where would you see that? Was it, like, at Plymouth Memorial Hall or something?
No, it was at a... Like I said, it was, like, a specific
like
summer stock theater. It's inside of a barn, actually.
Hmm.
Weird, huh? Anyway... But, yeah, it was pretty good. But I remember actually, like, seeing it and just, like, getting depressed, though, because I was like, fuck, I, like, should have went to performing arts school.
Fag.
Yeah, I could dance better than these guys.
Yeah. I would have made something
way better
myself. Like, I wasted all this talent.
It's not too late.
Do you think, yeah, I think it is, but no, I was just like, oh, like I have so much talent. I fucking write, I write parody songs. I fucking do voices. I could have made something of this.
I was in Plymouth this weekend too.
Really?
What day?
Saturday?
Friday.
Okay, not the same day.
You mean that Negro fella?
The Negra?
That high stepping yeller? I was just caught off guard because I was like, he's handing me my drinks and he says that. Yeah. You mean that black?
Hell yeah, dude.
But that's it. That is the truth. He thinks that he's like being super nice, but like yeah. He doesn't realize if he talked to like another like 20-something year old, they'd probably be like, oh my God, you can't say that. What? Negra?
Negra.
Negroid?
I have a neighbor that's a Negra, and him and his Negress wife are really nice folks. We had them over for dinner once.
What do we have, by the way?
29.
Oh, damn, dude.
Oh, we got more.
Yeah, we got plenty. I was thinking about... we'll get into it. You guys know the Wright Brothers?
I believe I'm familiar. Oh, yes.
The Wright Brothers.
Though. The Wright Brothers. Okay, yeah.
First in Flight.
They're gay.
What if they never were born, or they were like into like too into bikes to get into the fucking
somebody
flying?
Else would have created.
Yeah, probably
I
Germans.
Know. How long do you think it would have been?
That's what I was gonna say.
Ten
years.
They were already working on. They were the first prototype to work.
Okay.
Quote unquote work. They only flew for like what 500 feet?
I know, like fucking 16 seconds or something.
But in 1903, that's like holy shit! You had a machine that you built out of wood mm-hmm. and shit fly 500 feet.
Yeah.
They had a lot of prototypes in Europe or something. Like they had a rivalry with someone.
Plus, also, I mean, like there was also like hot air balloons.
Yeah.
Just as good.
But
balloons.
Also, at that show I was at.
Balloons? There were some balloons there?
They had a hot air balloon.
Dude, imagine like shooting at it with a BB gun.
It wouldn't do anything.
I don't think it would.
Their hole would be so fucking minuscule, it wouldn't matter.
I know.
Yeah, but what
if
you shoot it?
That.
What
if
you shoot
like
it like 20 times, though?
Okay, you're.
I don't think the caliber of a fucking BB gun
you're
is
basically
do
saying,
any damage.
What if a mosquito
everyone?
Bit an elephant? Would
yeah.
it die?
Yeah.
What if I shot out over the real gun? I think
that would be murder.
No, you shooting the
how
balloon.
How would you live?
Oh, he's talking about the balloon, not the elephant.
Oh no, talking about the balloon to bring it down slowly.
Well,
hopefully slowly.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
think
pretty
so,
sure
though.
That the reason they designed.
He wasn't talking about the elephant. You the sick fuck.
Originally the Zeppelins that they used to have in like yeah. World War One, they were
kind
filled
of fix it, so.
They were filled with hydrogen.
Yeah.
Initially. So
yeah, flammable.
They designed
hydrogen is lighter than helium.
Dude,
yeah,
no.
But they designed incendiary rounds to
all helium is originated in America or the you know
it was after
American continents.
No, I'm serious. Helium was
yeah.
After
no, that's why
it's because of Hindenburg.
No. We had all of it. That's we have a monopoly on
helium.
On helium in the
yeah.
world.
I
do you know that?
It. Yeah.
Isn't it just in the atmosphere?
Nope.
No.
It's in the ground.
Yeah.
Fucking Party City makes that shit.
Yeah. They make it in their gas chambers.
Yeah.
Party City, the SS Waffen, fucking Party City division.
From the gas Jews.
Like, it's actually made out of Jews. It's made out of Jew juice. Jew juice. Sorry.
If Party City wants to sponsor this podcast,
hell yeah.
Too.
I'm all about it. Like I'm all about Jew juice, dude.
I did go see the new Lion King.
Oh?
How was it?
How was it? Yeah.
I wanted to see it.
It's not good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No!
I could have told you
Well, this is the first of the Disney remakes, and obviously they're starting to just fucking throw them out there.
It's insane, dude.
Right.
Wait,
but
how is it the first?
This is the first I'm saying
oh,
that
okay.
I've
okay,
seen.
You saw,
yeah.
Okay, okay. I was going to say, Aladdin just came out.
They're starting to shit them out like crazy.
Yeah.
Obviously, they did the whole, like, live-action CGI.
That's what
I have to
doing
say,
all the movies.
That looks amazing.
That's why I wanted to
the,
see
the
it.
Animals are spot
what?
On. In Lion King.
Yeah.
Oh.
They, like,
oh,
it's really? All...
They look super realistic. Oh,
the graphics are good?
Yeah.
That's like a video game?
No, I gotta say something nice about it, right?
You don't have to.
Sure, the I mean like...
Yo, the graphics, though.
No, but I mean, video? Like, that's actually... There's something to it. I mean,
reacting to Fallout 4 trailer.
But I have to say that...
It looks like Scott.
Because they look so real.
Jonah Hill.
Like, as soon as they start...
They're flipping off both
of them. That's Jonah.
They look so real in the movie that as soon as they start talking, it kind of throws you a little bit. Yeah. It's like, yeah. It looks like look really furry? Unnatural. Yeah, they look furry.
Yeah.
They look
fuckable. No, I mean furry.
Like
furries. Oh, not like furries.
Because, guys, did you see the fucking Cats trailer?
Oh, my God.
They look like furries, dude.
Yeah, they do.
It's like a furry is just going to fap to this movie.
It's
like,
called yiffing.
There's a Taylor Swift.
It's not.
There's a Taylor
up.
Swift
it's,
furry.
It's yiffing.
I know what yiffin hell fur fag.
There's no fucking
yiffin hell fur fag.
You know what?
There's no fapping in that community. It's yiffing.
You know what movie trailer I saw before Lion King is the new Dora the Explorer live action movie, which looks like it's made for pedophiles.
Hell yeah.
Because she's like grown up and she's developed.
She's grown out,
man.
Oh boy, my favorite.
But I judge the caliber of the
what
audience.
What the monkey?
What's he's
the
playing
monkey?
Boots.
Isn't it a blue monkey?
Yeah, but he's CGI.
He's got the monkeys. He's got the monkeys.
Yeah, does he look like Sonic?
Hmm?
Does he look like Sonic?
Who the fuck is Sonic?
Sonic.
The movie Sonic. They're making a live action Sonic.
We talked about that on the show, too.
Yes, we have.
You're like 2 months behind, all man. Right.
No, but the graphics are really good.
Mentally,
I'm so gay, he's probably going to go see it.
Hey. He's mentally retarded.
Listen, no, that
I wanted to see, held back. That I wanted bad. To see Lion King just because like it was different.
Is it different?
It's
I think,
not.
I think it's like exactly like the cartoon,
it's,
except
I know,
with,
but like the way it looks.
Like, I think it's something like 30 minutes longer. It's boring. Me, okay, it was 1
this
o'clock.
Is having you having seen it.
I watched it all the way through.
How's it longer? I thought it was just like a shot for shot remake.
Well, see, the other one's 88 minutes, and then this one's like 128.
Oh. What?
Something like that. It's
what
like
the
a,
fuck, dude?
It's
I don't get
decently,
that.
It's like 30 minutes longer.
Yuckaroo.
I looked it up.
Would they add like
yeah, anything
SJW
worthwhile
shit,
added,
like,
or is it just
no,
like they dragged?
No, obviously, are the songs well redone?
No, and that pissed me off too. And they added like an extra song because Beyonce plays Nala in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, they just wanted her to fucking jerk
yeah,
off in the
yeah,
middle
yeah,
of the movie.
Yeah, wait, did what's it called? Sir Elton John have anything to do with it?
Nothing to do with it.
What the fuck? He wrote them.
I'll tell you the okay.
That faggot wrote them.
He's not woke
so,
enough.
I saw it at 1 o'clock in
probably
the,
not.
In the afternoon.
He's too white.
I saw it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I fell asleep watching it. My girlfriend
like
fell
do.
Asleep watching it, and my
I fall asleep during most movies.
And my friend Ryan as well. Mm. So it's not like a fluky thing. Like if I fall asleep during a movie, if Scott falls asleep during a movie, no
we,
big deal.
Hold on. We
that
guys,
happens.
We guys all yeah. in the same bed.
No. What the movies?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with it, though, is that they made Timon and Pumbaa.
Timon.
Was he Seth Rogen?
No, Seth Rogen was Pumbaa.
Oh, that's what I... Oh, okay, got to mix up.
Who was it originally?
He did okay.
Ah.
Watch out, there's
oh,
hyenas.
It's Fatso from fucking Mouse Hunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
You gotta get these bugs, dude.
Besides Seth Rogen singing, he did
we
an okay
bugs,
Pumbaa.
Dude.
Sang, dude. Well, they all have to sing. It's fucking The Lion King.
It's
called a Disney movie.
Get a stunt voice or something like that. Get someone to sing for
him.
But let me fucking get it out.
Stunt butt.
Let me get it out.
Gad,
speaking of
stunt butts.
Oh, Timon is gay in the movie.
Who plays him?
They made him gay in the movie.
What? Hand rubbing intensifies.
Who plays him?
Yeah, didn't they make Gaston gay in the or like LeFou gay in the live action?
A little bit at least.
The live action Beauty and the Beast. That's what I heard.
Yeah, they did. But it makes sense a little
they
bit
do,
more than this.
They do a really cringy reference to Beauty and the Beast because they sing. Timon and Pumbaa sing Be My Guest in it.
What the fuck?
Stop,
you stop
dude.
It.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like, what?
Yeah, you sound like Gabe.
What?
Don't be Gabe. Come on.
You're gay.
You're a Gabe.
But
You're a
goo.
And you're coming from someone who that's like one of my favorite Disney movies, don't go see this.
This is bad.
It's bad.
It's one of your favorite Disney movies?
Lion King?
The Lion King.
Oh.
How's that not? That's like one of the best ones.
It's okay.
What's your
it's
underwhelming.
To me, it's your goo. As well.
Yes.
What's your favorite
it's
one?
Like,
I'm a real furry, so I like Robin Hood.
All right. What do you guys think of the whole Ariel thing?
It's just black.
I'm not
well, it's just unrealistic.
Who cares? I
mean, it's unrealistic. I'll go for the obvious
but
joke.
Are you pissed off?
No.
It's unrealistic. It's a fucking mermaid.
I know, but it's even more unrealistic because like black people can't swim and their hair can't get wet.
No, because they'll be leaving a grease trail around.
Their hair can get wet. Their weaves can't get wet.
Okay. Well, either way. That's all that's unrealistic about it. You know? All right,
does that make you not want to see the movie?
I'm not going to see it anyway.
I know, but does it make you not want to see it
more? I'm not angry about it. Who gives a fuck?
No, probably
it's a
just,
piece of shit.
Just about as uninterested as I would have been.
Yeah.
I think, like, it doesn't really piss me off, but it just doesn't seem right. Like, it doesn't seem like it fits.
You're being a boomer right now,
doesn't
dude.
Make sense.
I think it goes without saying, too, is that made the movie woke.
Yeah, they did.
Hashtag so, not yeah. my Ariel.
But it's like it's like a weird in-between where, like, I
all
feel like...
All Ariels matter.
I feel like if you're genuinely pissed off by it, then I think you're gay, too. You know what I mean? Like, it's... I don't know.
So you just have to be ambivalent, otherwise you're a douche.
Correct.
Okay. That's one of those situations. And I think they did that shit on purpose.
Oh, of course.
I mean? They're like, yo, if you don't
all
see
all that's going to happen is... It's
if
gonna,
you don't not see our
it's
movie,
going to bring attention
cool.
to it, and then nobody who's like...
Just like Lady Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing, basically.
Yeah. It's almost like they're baiting people to like make a stink about it.
Dude, that's... I really think they're trying to bait.
I mean, if it starts people talking about it, they're winning already.
Yeah, exactly. Any publicity is good publicity. So,
now, on the other hand, I saw another movie this weekend.
Go ahead.
That I went in with no expectations.
Sweet.
And left pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
This is a movie called Crawl, where it's a killer alligator disaster movie.
Lake Placid,
I heard about this.
It's not like Lake Placid at all. The alligators aren't giant. They're just alligators. In the movie, and while there is unrealistic things in it, I've never seen a movie that's quite like this.
Is the guy from Ready to Rumble in this one too?
No,
you know what I'm talking about, right? No. I will rule you, the king.
Move on, Gabe.
Use gangs.
It's actually got the only one that I recognize. The main character is some girl. Who the fuck cares?
Yep.
And the only one I recognize is the guy who plays her father is the sniper in Saving Ryan's Privates.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I know you're talking about Barry
Pepper. That's his name. I'm serious.
That's an awesome name.
He's Brian Pepper's son.
Brian Pepper's.
No, but it was everything I wanted
really?
Out of the movie.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the stupid horror anthology movie because I love anthology movies.
This is basically like...
No, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't care. This is basically her... Dad goes back to like their house during a hurricane. The house that he like sold because him and his wife got divorced. Florida.
Okay.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
And she's going back.
Yeah,
she's like, stupid fucking dad, like, get out of the hurricane area,
yeah,
like disaster zone.
Right.
And that he finds the dad in the basement and like an alligator like attacked him. And I looked this up. During storms, if alligators are close by, they'll look for shelter away from the storm.
Right.
So they'll go into people's crawl spaces.
Oh, that's fucking horrible.
Can you imagine that, dude?
I remember when I went to Florida, the one time that I went to Florida, we rented this house that had a pool behind it, and it was encased in, like, a fence.
Hell yeah.
You know, that's not me. Okay, well, that was probably the wire again. But anyway,
it was encased in like a
cage, basically. Like, you know.
Oh my fucking god, what is going on?
It was the wire, still.
What was the hell?
We good. Right. I mean, hopefully, but it was encased in like a cage, basically. So I asked why are all the houses around this lake here all encased if there's water like out there? And my dad was like, Oh, yeah, because, like, every gator would be, like, chilling in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That shit's serious.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. There are so many of them. Because you know what it is? Is what's crazy about it is in the 70s, it was, like, open season on them.
Like, no tags?
Yeah. No, nothing. You could just kill them all you wanted. And then there was, basically, there was, like, a big movement of people wearing gator skin, like shoes and belts and shit. And people were like, oh my god, now we're gonna kill all of them. They're only here, so you know, we can't kill them. And so they outlawed shooting them.
That's in not general. True. They're everywhere.
I know.
No, because no. Scott is right. Well, what you meant to say was in the 70s they were close to getting endangered.
Right.
Yeah.
Like people realize, oh shit, we're hunting way too many.
But I'm saying there's gators in Africa, there's gators in Asia.
No. Those are crocodiles.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Gators are only in the western
they're hemisphere. Completely different.
It's all part of the same family.
No,
it's not.
Not at all.
The same family.
No, they look the same. They're not the same family.
They're like Portuguese and Brazilians.
Yeah. Thank
How
you.
How dare you? You motherfucker.
No, two different species.
Yeah, but they're all under
that
the same blanket.
Human, by the way.
Alligators, crocodiles, and caimans are all like part of the same.
Yeah, but do you know the difference between each one of them is so different?
Yeah, genetically.
Genetically, yes.
They come from different things.
It's like it's like the difference between chimpanzee, gorilla,
it's
monkey.
The difference between a grizzly bear and a black bear, dude.
And a polar bear.
All right.
In Florida,
we're fucking schooling this dumb geeper
on herpetology. No, so in Florida is one of the only places that has alligators and crocodiles.
Also Georgia.
But
Louisiana.
Alligator and crocodile.
Like most of the southern United States has them. Yeah. They have them in Texas, too.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the point is, though, is that they were getting a little bit endangered. Yeah. And so they basically were like, oh, no, you can't kill any. No. So now it's gone wild.
And now they just send Cajuns into the woods and the swamps to go get them.
Yeah. Well, no, like, there's, like, you have to be, like, deputized to kill them. You know what I mean? It's like being a registered in Boston, a registered street performer.
But gators...
Do you know what I mean?
Gators are needed.
Seriously.
Those two are one and the same. It's actually the same licensing bureau.
It's
the
same amount of money you make,
perfect analogy,
too.
Yeah. Yeah,
but gators are definitely needed in those areas. You know what I mean?
Needed?
For absolutely. What? Like, because it's just the balance of
life.
There's
a lot of snakes, too.
They eat giant, like, fucking birds that could overpopulate.
Can we, like, make, like, a nice middle ground here?
Well,
if it was
Florida,
up to Scott, only cats.
Yeah.
Only cats.
You know, don't live in Florida. The
well,
gators were there,
with you
there way before, you know?
No, like, gators in New Hampshire.
Yep,
you
just
know,
black bear.
There's supposedly gators living in DW.
I doubt it.
That's bullshit.
I doubt it.
That's the urban legend.
I doubt
people's
it.
People's pets.
I
never
doubt.
Heard that?
Yeah, there's and then there's the giant ones in the fucking
the sewers,
New York
yeah.
sewers.
Yep.
Just eating like people that like fall through.
They hang out with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
dude,
on Saturday and get
that'd
pizza.
That would be cool. How'd they pay for the pizza?
They just eat the fucking delivery guy.
Yeah.
And
the
pizza. They call. They dial the number.
They strap a
Where
to
are
them.
You?
They call
stand at this
what's
location.
What's the name of that place?
What?
The one with respect.
Oh. Pizzeria Regina.
What was it?
Big Tony's.
Big Tony's.
They call Big Tony's Pizzeria in fucking Providence, Rhode Island, where they deliver until 2 a.m. with nothing but respect.
And the reason why they never stop doing the delivery is because they're like, well, we ain't no snitch. So they don't snitch on the gators.
Good one.
They just keep going.
Oh, yeah. But they get eaten, though.
Yeah, but they keep sending.
Hey, choice.
They're getting
gators?
Business.
I haven't seen any gators.
Wow, that really sealed the deal.
No.
What are we at, by the way?
48.
Okay.
What am I favorite?
Do you want to get in the movie-ish?
Sure.
Break?
Or do you want to... Because after I do the... song parody, I have something to discuss afterwards.
I will not discuss this.
I will not discuss this.
All right, here we
you
go.
Said that like three times last
I love it.
What's that from?
It's The Woman Who Killed Selena.
Yeah.
The interviewer asked if she killed her, and she kept saying, I will not discuss this.
She didn't want to incriminate herself.
Yeah. How, she was clearly innocent. Like, she was fucking crazy, was like obsessed with her. Like, probably like,
I'm such a bad friend. She was guilty of being a really bad friend.
I'm such a bad friend.
She was definitely convicted of being a bad friend.
Anything for Selena. Yeah,
anything for Selena.
But we actually, listen we back, we reviewed Mexican that movie. Mexican.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we even did that.
Yeah, that was, wow, we've been doing this show a while, huh?
Yeah, I'll say.
Marshall was not fucking, there, but.
Selena's a classic, though.
A so classically
in,
shitty
in
movie.
What?
It's a classic and then we had to watch it at school like 10 times.
Classically gay.
If you're a fucking if you're a Spanish like girl, you've seen this movie a thousand times.
Okay, and, well, look around the table.
Yeah. You know that I am a Spanish girl at heart.
Yeah. All of our hands are raised.
Yes.
I'm serious. Every like Spanish like person or girl, especially Spanish girl, they're like, I love Selena. Anything.
I actually, on the other hand, watch it for James Olmos.
How can I reach these kids?
She's up there wearing a brassiere.
Hold on, you know,
let's break.
Real quick, my favorite school movie, 187, was Sam Jackson.
That does not sound like it's a school movie.
Yes, it is. He like
it's about a school. He means
no. Sam Jackson is like an undercover
187
cop.
Is murderer.
Yeah, he's an undercover cop.
I know,
cop,
but at a school.
Pretending to be a substitute teacher.
Exactly.
And he fucks up all the kids and cuts off one of their fingers and, like, leaves it to where they
that
all
does
travel.
Not sound like it's a school movie.
Well, it is.
It's about a school movie.
Yeah, he was a substitute teacher, but a cop. And he was fucking these kids up. It was awesome.
I like that loose association you had.
I know, really. I'm talking about, like, the fucking shitty movies they made us watch in, like, study hall.
In school.
Like, Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans a thousand times.
Remember the Titans, yeah.
Friday Night Lights.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
The kid with Bruce Willis.
Oh,
and the kid from from
I never got to watch
from
that.
From the Charlie Sheen show.
The fat kid.
Yeah.
He's gross. I'm sorry. He ended up being gross. Just like Haley Joel Osment. I'm sorry, dude. What happened?
Yeah, he grew up and he looked like a fart.
Dude, he looks like he stinks.
He is a fart.
He looks like he stinks and he, like, I don't know, premature ejaculation. Like, he looks like that.
He looks like premature ejaculation. Marshall Reed, 2019.
Dude, look at Haley Joel. He's a preemie. He's a preemer. Yeah, he's a preemer.
He's a preemster. Like he's a teamster.
Preemster,
he's a preemster.
Supreme.
It's a preemster. Oh,
when's the last time you seen Walrus?
It's called
that movie
Tusk,
sucks.
Yeah, it's
also
awful.
Tusk.
Not
Tusk.
The first time.
When's the last time
up?
You seen Haley? Fucking Apple Guy.
Wait, what is
Apple
that?
Apple Guy.
No, because the guy.
Jason Long.
Jason Long is the Apple Guy.
I like him from Waiting.
Yes, we know you like Waiting. It's like one of
the Apple.
Anyone who's listening knows. Hopefully.
Why doesn't he just? I'm sorry.
What?
I'm getting into Tusk again. I'm like, dude, yeah. Why don't they just save him? They keep him as a walrus. I don't get it.
It's a bad.
Let's
movie.
Take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Hold on.
It's an ad. Okay. Everyone else ready?
Yep.
Gabe, you want to put your headphones on?
Yep.
Yay!
Thank
okay.
you.
Go. I used to be Semitic from the early days. I used to be so forlorn when I had to pay. My aching heart would bleed for one penny. For but now, no more goddamn Jew. The Hebrew is leaving me. No more goddamn Jew. Shapes are shifting outside my world.
Shapeshifters.
I used to worship demons in my room at night. Desire, despair. So many shekels.
That's enough.
But
yeah. You gotta pitch the music video that we were talking about.
This but is we were thinking really about doing funny. A music video version of this.
I really think that only you and Marsha would enjoy this.
But no, I was gonna say,
no, dude, it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be about a Hasidic mildly Jew funny. Deciding that he wants to leave the faith.
Yes. So he's cutting his
payas. So he's like cutting his payas
in
off,
slow motion.
And like, oh, so there's one part where he's like,
oh, what I was saying is like, you remember New Radicals? That music video?
No, they don't. Yep. So there's right, one part whatever. Where there's one part where he's like walking and he like is dressed up in his Hasid gear.
So he's got
and
the like, rip cords.
Do you have to see the music video for this and song to like get what you're going at?
Nope,
right
nothing to do with it.
No, you just got to picture a Hasidic
no. It's about
Jew.
A Jewish guy not being Jewish anymore because that's what the song lyrics are about.
Yeah. So after he shit. You said shave the payas.
Yeah, cut off the payas. Yeah. And then this one part where like I jump off the roof of a building
yes,
and I
dude,
pull
this
my
is the
rip cords.
He pulls his
and
rip
money
cords.
Just flies back.
I was thinking or like a money parachute. That would be fucking yeah. hilarious.
Yeah, are you winning me back over?
Also, there's one part where I'm walking there's a split screen where one side is gonna be me in one costume and then the other side is gonna be me in another costume. So I'm walking through as the Hasid Jew and people are going like waving away bad smells because you know they don't shower. Are you aware of this?
No, is that true?
Have yep. you heard about this?
No. All right. What? Why can't they shower?
It's just a cultural. It's not that they don't shower. It's that they don't care if they shower or not. You know what I mean? So a lot of them don't.
Well, water costs money.
Exactly. Yeah. No, but anyway, so
air
a bunch of people will be like going
free,
like wait, like waving away a smell from them as I'm like dressed up at that, and then as I go past, I'll be like changing to like Hawaiian shirt and like shorts and like flip flops, and people are gonna be going like, hey.
I think you should just transform into Seth Rogen. That'd be funnier.
Yeah, it takes a little further than I wanted to go, but
as Pumbaa.
Yeah, sure. Dude, I literally
Seth
Rogen
is
fucking,
voicing
a
Disney character.
Hell
about
yeah,
that.
Dude. Anyway, but that'd be funny, right?
Sure. Parts of it sound funny.
It's a no from me, dog.
Damn it.
What about the part where
hang on.
Where he's jumping off of a building, he's pulling the ripcord.
That's funny.
That's
funny.
Good.
That's
let's just film that part.
Yeah, seriously.
I was thinking either like a parachute that's like in the form of like money, you know what I mean? Like it's money prints.
Yeah, I knew what you were saying.
Yeah.
It's got a big George Washington
or,
on it.
Or like somewhere Don or Scott, like a bunch of money flying out.
That's
like,
what I
picture.
That's funny.
That's very funny.
As soon
yeah.
as he pulls it, he can have the parachute, but also money pops
okay.
out with the parachute.
There you go, best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But specifically a lot of pennies.
Also throw the hat like a frisbee, you know what I mean? cut off the payas and be like and like throw them like you know like a.
Are we gonna have the budget for this?
Just wear a wig. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
We're gonna have to CGI this boomerang. Well, I was thinking Yamata. About
no, we'll throw the hat.
The entire music video should be the whole free fall from beginning to end. So we just have to do that.
Ripcording.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The beginning of the ripcord pull. The...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's why they have those. Okay. Just in case somebody throws a Jew off of a tall building. They have ripcords.
They're Muslim proof. That's pretty funny. Right there. I don't care who you are.
That's pretty funny right there. Mm-hmm. That boy, all right.
He was doing a Larry the Cable Guy. You're doing Sling Blade.
Same person.
I don't care who you are. That's funny right there. That's what he's doing.
He ain't got no gas in it. I like me them french fry potatoes. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know what Findom is?
Findom.
Female domination?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Findom.
Oh.
Is that amputee.
Like, is that like fish domination?
No.
Amputee domination.
It's when women go like, hey, faggot, like, you'll never be able to fuck me. I bet you're such a cuck that you'd put on $100 into my bank account. And they're like,
oh, financial like, domination. Yeah, yeah,
they're like, oh, yes, I am that much of a pig. Like, you know, and then the fucking sender $100.
Yeah,
like,
and that gets them, like, horny.
Don't you think every guy who is it's a Findom is Jewish?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, think about it. I understand the logic.
Think about it, dude.
Because it's like their whole culture is about saving money and they're just wasting money on this whore.
My father would be so angry.
My father would disown me.
My mother.
My mother would be so angry if I knew I was spending our money like this. Isn't that fucking hysterical, dude?
I can see that, dude.
That was my fucking premise I was thinking about on the train today. All right.
So I'm glad you brought this up because I want to talk.
Do you want to talk about sugar babies?
I want to talk a little bit. I want to talk about e-thoughts.
Yeah, sugar
babies. But that goes hand in hand.
Okay, tell me about your sugar baby.
So e-thoughts. We all have a favorite e-thought, am I right?
Not I.
What is an e-thought?
I couldn't name one.
What? You don't know what an e-thought is? All right, so
my favorite e-thought is my
chick
wife.
That usually goes on like Twitch or something like that, and because they're hot and they're like bend
none
over,
into it.
People will give their money to her.
I follow some Instagram hoes, if that's what you're saying.
Exactly, that's another form of e-thought. There's different types. There's the gamer ones that drink G Fuel on Twitch.
Are you trying to bring this back into G Fuel again?
No, no. Well, I do want a G Fuel sponsorship.
They're paying
for this? Yeah.
Hopefully they will. Not very.
Dude, they sponsor everyone.
Man, we hate Jews, but we love G Fuel.
And then there's Belle
Man,
Delphine.
We hate when our kids have to go to school with coloreds, but we love G Fuel. Hell yeah.
Are you aware of Belle Delphine?
Yeah, I brought her up on the last episode.
About the bath water, right?
Pig.
Yeah.
Would you drink it?
No. I'm not going to drink anybody's bath water. Gross. That's filth.
Dude, it's guaranteed disgusting. Like 100,000 views on YouTube.
Oh, shit. Then it'd be worth
oh,
it.
Oh, shit. That's
I'm
all
serious.
About,
I can make like $10.
Dude. No, dude. 100,000 views, that's like $100.
Still not worth it. That's filth.
You pay $30 for it. So
it
it's
will
a
be
70,
good for the
$70
show.
Profit.
I mean, Gabe, if you do want to, if you're into her or whatever.
I'm into her. I love Belle.
Would you pay the money and do it?
Who's going to pay to see this guy do it?
We'd have to wait
no,
for
No, I'm saying it'd be YouTube for, and then they'd go and click to our show.
But he has to fucking buy it from like Patreon.
Go ahead, dude. Do you want to do it?
Isn't it expensive?
$30.
$30, yeah.
That's not that bad.
But she's already sold out.
Yeah,
her price has gone up since then.
No, she's got
to make I heard she just got kicked off Instagram.
She did, dude.
No.
She did. Yes, she did.
I follow her.
You motherfucker. All right, you made me feel bad for like liking her and shit.
No,
you follow her.
I'm not into it.
I like her.
I thought it was a funny story.
She's funny, dude.
No, sexually, I'm not into it.
No, well, I don't watch her for a sexual reason. I think she's, like, just funny. You know what I mean? She's, like, self-aware of the situation.
Gar.
I'm not going to give her money. I'm not going to give her money, but, like, sure. Other people that give her money,
you're not
it's
a pay
like,
pig? You're not a fucking Findom pay pig?
But the people that do, it's like more power to her, in my opinion. It's like, why are you that dumb?
I ain't a pay pig. I'm not even a pay pig. I wouldn't even be a pay pig for any like podcast.
What's like?
Don't call them pay pigs. We're trying to get people to support our Patreon. Yeah,
dude, don't say that shit, pigs, dude. How are we gonna get sponsored by G Fuel, you motherfucker?
Right, sorry, sorry. That shit. Actually, it's not a pay pig relationship with us because we give you a special treat.
Listen, Scott.
I think this punk bitch is right. I can't find her.
She's blocked. I mean, taken down.
Whoa,
dude, this is huge news. YouTube drama was talking about this. I like to stay on current events.
You're not a pay pig if you pay for us.
Yeah, there's just a fan page.
No, I'm serious. Right, I'm serious. Like, I like to stay up to date on current events.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Just like E thoughts. Fuck.
Yes, dude. I was like, I need this bathwater. No,
you're a baked Alaska SN.
I would drink it for 100,000 views.
You would drink it for free.
No, dude.
That's snorted disgusting.
$30.
You snorted random powder that was vacuumed up by our fucking psych. What was it? The fucking. We talked about this on the show too.
Yeah, I know. The little dyke.
I forget.
The little dyke.
No, I'm trying to think of the class was like the criminal fucking investigation.
Come up with a clever name for her.
Oh, was it?
We did come up with a clever name for her. And I forget.
Subway caliber.
Subway caliber.
No, I don't think we came up with a name for her actually.
No, but it was in our forensics class, and he snorted forensics, the fucking. Right. It was just like random shit she vacuumed up in her house, but you were supposed to like find something in it.
And Marshall's like, "Yeah,
but, yo, bro, you give me money if I snort this." Yeah, you would, faggot. Listen, that's just like the Aussie story with fucking, what do you call it?
The bad head?
No, dude, the story where he's hanging out with,
ants?
No, yes, he snorts the ants.
Yes!
Except you're not cool and you're not Aussie.
You were in fucking high school.
I'm Aussie.
Real cool.
I'm Aussie-like, okay? Yeah. I'm pre-Aussie.
Do you know who remembers
retarded.
That?
Yeah. Yes.
Minus the strokes, okay?
Yeah, minus the retardation, not.
I'm gonna snort these ants. You remember? Because that was the first reality show I started watching.
What was it?
No,
the Osbournes.
Osbournes, thank you. Yeah, that was like the first reality show I really got into.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Jack, stop it! Stop jerking off in front of me! Did they fuck? The siblings?
You know they fucked. They fucked, dude. They definitely fingered each other. I guarantee
they fingered each other's buttholes.
I guarantee 100%. I guarantee it they fingered each other. They're both fat, chubby kids of a rock star. And they
probably
rich.
Both got molested by Ozzy.
No, dude, they fuck each other.
Why would
they
each other?
Yeah, they fuck each other.
Why are you being mutually exclusive about it?
What?
Why don't you think that also Ozzy? I mean, like, all like people who are high up in Hollywood,
dude,
and or like the
Ozzy
music industry are fucking pedophiles,
I'm
dude.
I'm being serious. You
didn't you listen to
the
last episode?
Yeah, I just put it out
an hour ago. But I remember what we talked about. Everyone's pedophile.
Not everybody's a pedophile.
Everyone's a pedophile.
Only people with dentist chairs are pedophiles.
Everyone's a fucking pedophile.
Including dentists.
Dude, Ozzy's a pedophile.
I don't see it.
Led Zeppelin's so. Definitely a pedophile. What about that shark story?
Yeah,
I've heard of that. I've heard of that.
And also Pete Townsend.
Yeah,
come on. I mean, he was just looking for research. I mean, come on. Seriously, though. But yeah, no, also...
I was just trying to get some to eat.
John.
What are you at, by the way?
15 on the second half. The first half was like 48, something like that.
Let's get into the movie. I think we have some stuff to say, right?
I'm not the king.
Of the slay, do we have a lot to say?
All right, so the reason why I bring up the G Fuel is this is a movie about King of Kong.
And we can also talk about video games at large here.
Yeah. So, all right, so King of Kong. This is like an 80s video game. It's 30 years old, so obviously the people that are going to be the best at it are going to be older.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
What I was saying
this
is...
This movie really does highlight all those older people who play the game.
And they still try to, like maintain their scores, but what... what I was saying is, like, you know how, like, gamers now have, like, G Fuel sponsorships, so they're making mad money? Back then, it'd be, like, a Hi-C sponsorship where you get free Hi-C for a year.
Yeah, they get fucking Ecto for getting cooler. First place.
They get a year's, they get a pallet of Ecto Cooler for coming in, like, first place for tournaments.
That shit was good, though.
It was good.
I liked Ecto Cooler.
Do you like,
I miss, the 3D Doritos.
That guy was, like, treated as stupid as he is.
He was a
The referee, what's the thing? Something Galaxy.
Twin Galaxies.
Twin Galaxy. The referee from that, he's like,
a cuck.
Well, I got into video games because, like, you know, the girls would be like, wow, he's really good at Centipede. And I turned to my girlfriend and I was like, that never happened.
Yeah.
In his wildest fucking dreams.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the story of his supposed sexual assault.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Marshall was saying
you're mixing the two different
movies. No, dude. No, nope. The referee from...
Who took the referee from the
fucking
Twin Galaxy?
There is a B2 against this guy.
Yeah, dude.
Yep. What?
Yep.
That's why when you bring up that particular story, I thought you knew.
No. Did you read about this?
Yeah, dude.
Scott, I heard about it, too.
Scott brought it up, and I read up on it. Fucking, it was...
Google it right now.
If you remember, why don't you...
I'll just Google it right now. I don't know the details right now.
It's not like a clear-cut thing, but it's weird. It's
one of those things. Let me quickly...
Was he abusing his power as a video game referee?
You got a high score. I'll post it. What are you going to do for me?
You got to rub my back if I rub yours, right?
Do you mind if I wear my referee outfit?
It's got stripes.
Billy Mitchell touched it.
Walter Day.
I mean, at the end of the movie, he was on the up and up. He was recording a new album, writing a book. That's true. It says that at the end of it.
How to snatch a kid.
He's an amateur ragtime piano player.
What the
faggot?
Oh, well, maybe not. Marshall, what the fuck, dude?
No.
Did you just fabricate that whole story?
It was someone from this movie had a Me Too.
It was probably Mr. Awesome. That dude seemed like a creep. And he had a bunch of pictures of him, like, naked with clearly, like,
Stevie.
Strippers.
Oh.
No, the guy that helped support Weeby.
Yeah. What's wrong with being naked with strippers?
His name was like Ron Awesome or something like that.
Yeah, Ron Awesome. Yeah, Mr. Awesome. Like he got fat, but he was like basically a bodybuilder or something.
Oh, and there's no Me Too on Walter Day.
Nope. I just looked, or at least on Wikipedia anyway.
I could see
if there's not. They'd put it.
Hey, if there's not, then I apologize. I must have read something about another
character.
Yeah,
how dare you fucking.
They attributed it to me, too, by the way.
How dare you throw this man under the bus?
It was you who brought up the Me Too.
He's a goddamn saint.
No, that's the big. Alright, so that's the big thing on YouTube drama right now is accusations of being a. Sexually aggressive male. I wanted to bring this up.
Sam? I'm a Sam.
No. I want to bring this up because
Sam?
It pertains to
what
all
up,
of dog? Us.
What up, Sam?
Where this girl that was mutually friends with, like, these two bigger YouTubers.
She had mutual masturbation with two YouTubers.
No, but she dated one of them. The kid's name is Slazo, and he, like, does, like, stupid,
she
like...
She Slazo'd his Nazo.
Yeah, she and, did. Well, she did. But she was like...
Now she's Bonanza.
She released a twit longer saying pretty much like how shitty of a boyfriend he was and he was sexually abusive.
I'm
but
gay.
Like he was more like sexually like aggressive and like she's making it seem like...
He fucked her?
Like he raped her. You know what I mean?
He fucked me.
But it's like...
He fucked me.
It's like...
He fucked me pussy.
Or no, it reminds me of like when a girlfriend
he
releases like something against you just because she doesn't like you. You know what I mean?
What a bitch.
But there's another YouTuber that like helped her like release it out and get it out there to like take him down.
Yeah, to get more views for her.
I'm serious. What if it turns out he, like, dude, brutally raped her? What if it turns out he like, fucking, like, held a fucking gun to her
head but, like,
and just fucking forced his dick into her fucking unpuckered asshole?
No, this is an issue I wanted to bring up. Made her bleed. Because of Actually, she contracted AIDS.
It's a whole fucking thing. And you're here going, like, what a fucking slut. What a fucking slut.
I'm slut-shaming her and defending this guy.
What a fucking whore. Like, dude, Slaz was the man. Trying to talk shit about my boy. Slut, my boy! You're talking shit about my boy!
Fuck you up, bitch!
Yeah, I'm not taking a side with this one.
No, but I wanted to bring up, like, the whole sexual, like, thing. Like, dude, that's taken down, like, internet people. Like, that will be the end of your career.
But this isn't about King of Kong fiscal recorders at all.
No.
That was the last episode,
maybe. No, but it's current, though.
It's even a stretch then.
Oh, no, it's current, though, on the online sphere. Like,
this isn't current. This came out 2006. This is not current.
No, I'm talking about the issue.
Did you see the way they were dressed?
Dude, Bill Clinton was on that plane 26 times.
Dude, he was going to Epstein's Island. Back then. I'm kidding. But I'm just saying... That's how people are taking down these online personalities now. They're like waiting for like an ex-girlfriend to just be like, yeah, was he a dick? Oh, dude, tweet about it. And then we'll fucking post it everywhere. And you'd be vilified.
I feel horrible for them.
Yeah. What if it happens? All I'm saying is, what if it happens to one of us?
It's gonna happen to you if it happens to anybody, so stop
Me probably first, honestly.
No. You're just concerned with Julia. You'll be fine. He's going to be the one that's going to be sexually vilified.
Oh, sexually? Yeah, sure. I thought it was going to be about N-words.
Then it's like, all right, what do you do? Like, you know, do you John Wick it and hire, like, ninjas? Like, to stop it? I don't know.
Is that a thing, John Wicking it?
It should be.
John Wicka Wicka Wow. Wicka Wow. Wicka Wicka Wow.
It's like, dude, do you hear about the allegations? Yeah. Hire John Wick.
I'm thinking they're black.
Do you guys want to review the movie?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I've been waiting to fucking get to it.
I like this movie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you Scott picked
keeps,
it. I was
Scott thinking. Keeps yeah. derailing.
Why don't you give us a quick little synopsis?
Yeah, why don't you fucking right,
I'll
run
give
me
a,
up.
I'll give a synopsis.
Yeah, please.
So it starts off.
Enlighten us, my son.
So, Twin Galaxies, like we were talking about, is based in a New Hampshire.
It's in New Hampshire. It's like Iowa.
Fun Spot is in New Hampshire. What are you talking about?
Yes, that's
Fun Spot's in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Twin Galaxies is a completely separate entity.
Yeah, but Fun Spot is like the Mecca. Like, that's where everything's official.
Right, where we actually went to.
We go
while
to
the show.
We go to pretty regularly.
Yeah, we went there while the show was still going.
Starship Troopers episode,
we
went to Fun Spot after that. We frequent it. We're big fans of Fun Spot, the arcade.
Yeah, it's fun.
Please sponsor us.
So, what do you call it? Donkey Kong.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's the first game that features Mario.
Correct.
Yeah, we've all heard of Mario.
Also known as...
We've all heard of Mario.
Italian Hat Man. No, what's his name?
They also call him Jumpman, yeah.
Jumpman.
And Billy Mitchell is this guy that kind of reminds me of Gabe a little bit. If you had a mullet.
Visually, yes.
If you had a mullet, you would be Billy Mitchell.
Wouldn't you?
So, Billy Mitchell set the record
back in the 80s. He's in fact a white man with a beard, yes.
So, Billy Mitchell set the record back in the 80s. Nobody's been able to, like, come close to it. Like, he reached the... it's like a mythical thing. It's called the kill screen in Donkey Kong, where it's...
That's not a mythical
thing. Yes, it is, dude. How many people have reached the kill screen?
I have.
Many now.
Many now.
When
you say many, you know it's like 100 people.
It's at least... Yeah, no, it's like 100 people, at least.
But enough people.
Millions of people that have tried, you know what I mean?
Okay, after this...
It's not nothing, obviously.
It's a huge thing. It really is.
So this movie is about Steve Wiebe's Quest
which
2
looks
beat.
Like Dawn and acts like Dawn. If with so that's domesticated
wow,
Dawn. You're Steve Wheaton.
Domesticated?
Yes.
I'm not domesticated.
Housebroken
yet.
Dawn.
Were,
housebroken. If you will.
If I didn't shit in the house, I'd be like Steve Wheaton.
Like if some girl just like took control of your life.
That's not gonna happen.
It seemed like he more controlled the family's interests, considering
no,
that
no.
they traveled all
was,
around just
he
for
was
him
trying
to
say
play.
This to me
this
while we were watching
thing.
It too, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. That was because
about.
It was,
me?
It was,
yes,
it was
yes.
so important to Steve that his family. How can you
he
not?
He said I look like someone in
on.
One of the zombies in
Mr.
Night of the Living Dead
Steve
too, so I'm gonna take that with a grain
like,
of salt.
Please
he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he seems like
he
a nice guy.
He definitely is a nice guy.
Okay,
yeah,
so he's
sure.
not. He's definitely not
so
like me.
So his family, I think it wasn't like.
Don's
a,
an asshole.
Like,
yeah,
I don't
shit.
Think he wears the pants. I think like
yeah,
the wife was
like
just
you.
Feeling nice. And being
I wear
like,
the
hey,
pants.
Like, let's do this for Steve. You know, he always does stuff for us. That's how, that's my feeling.
So it's to Steve Wiebe is on a quest to break the world record for Donkey Kong.
Because he's done it before.
Beating Billy Mitchell. He did it before on video, and Billy Mitchell went
was
through...
Was like, oh, yeah.
Went through
I
all
bet,
hands.
I bet. That's
yeah,
real.
Bullshit. He edited it.
Game was like, yeah, bro, I'm really telling you, fucking, probably talk through that video. Dude.
What?
And then I was like...
And then I was like, Emilio!
I'm kidding, Gabe. I just wanted to go with the bit, but...
It was funny. It was funny. I thought it was funny. I didn't get it, but
wait,
I thought it was funny.
No, it was supposed to be... Whatever.
Is it Gabe?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Gabby Mitchell.
Shut the fuck up! Anyway, Gabe, sorry. What were you saying? I really... I was just trying to go off.
I'm just trying to get out the movie. I just want to review the movie.
Please.
It's about Steve Wiebe's quest to break Billy Mitchell's record of Donkey Kong that he set in like 82 or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Steve Wiebe has a Donkey Kong machine in his garage that
right.
he just
and
plays
his son
all
is
the time.
Acting the fool while he's doing his first
yeah.
video.
He,
set, yeah.
he sets the world record.
He's like trying to take a dump or something.
He's
and
like,
it's
wipe
ridiculous.
My ass.
Dad, come wipe my butt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
like
he's like, no, I need you. I like, but doesn't he even come over?
He's like,
actually,
he's like, come, just bring toilet paper, bud. You can hear him in the video.
Yeah,
as he's setting a world record for Donkey Kong, breaking a million
ass.
Points.
The first person, if I'm not incorrect,
as far as
I
we
think
know,
so. I think so.
But Billy Mitchell is one of the people that judges the video somehow. Like, he has
because
a hand
in it.
Because
he sucks fucking Walter Rape Day's
no,
fucking
they,
dick.
They all suck his dick.
They have people...
Vice versa.
They have
no,
people
dude.
Go to his house and, like, rummage through his arcade machine to make sure it's, like, up to snuff for
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
And then they determine that his record that he set on video was invalid for reasons.
Yeah.
And they make him have to set it live at Fun Spot, which he does and beats
yep.
Billy Mitchell's.
And finally gets to the end screen,
the
kill
screen.
Screen.
I think he might have gotten to the kill screen the first time, too. I'm
maybe,
not sure.
Maybe
but this
it's
is the
not,
thing.
But they talked about
it's getting
like
the most points, so you
point.
Have to farm, like, jumping over barrels and shit. And
right,
sure
we were talking about
like,
that,
because you know
I've gotten to, like, he was saying, like, I haven't gotten past,
well,
like, the second screen. And I was like, I've gotten to the fourth screen, but I didn't have, like, a crazy score. You know what I mean? Because
he just went.
Yeah, I just didn't, like, I just was, like, trying to avoid
the... They detail it in the movie as Donkey Kong is one of the hardest of the original, like, OG
right.
arcade games that you
because
can set records
like,
on.
Because there's, like, parallel, like, you know...
There's a lot of...
Parabellums you need to avoid.
There's a
shit.
Lot of, like, random things
yeah.
that can occur.
Right.
It's not a set path that you can just memorize. And then as soon as he breaks the record at Fun Spot... Billy has a video delivered of him breaking the
by
record.
By the guy who,
which
by the way, reminded saving. Us of Kemper.
Oh, what? His,
you
like,
guys are reaching now.
His crony?
Oh, come on, dude.
His crony?
He looked like Kemper.
Yeah.
His crony?
Bald.
His crony was, like, apparently...
Hair on the side.
A Donkey Kong, like, I don't know, enthusiast,
runner
whatever.
Runner up. Yeah.
Like, he's good at Donkey Kong. And he was talking about how he wanted to do the kill screen at Fun Spot. And when Steve does it first, you could see it, the camera goes to him and he's like almost crying because he wanted to be
it's
the first
so
one
funny.
To do it. He's so butthurt about it.
Yeah.
He's trying to fuck up Steve Wiebe the entire time.
I do want to say this about the way they cover Steve Wiebe. It was that, like, remember the part where they showed him and he played The Cure?
Yes. Like, it was that was the intro.
His introduction. And it was so cringy.
Because it was Dawn.
His introduction is... He's like an autistic guy.
Yes.
That never quite wins. Like, he gets far and stuff, but he never quite wins.
That does kind of sound like me.
So he's he's an autistic loser, but a real lovable guy.
Come on.
Is how they set him up.
I wouldn't say loser. I'd say, like,
he comes up short all the time.
He's a nice family. What do you call that? I wouldn't call that a loser.
From his friend, his no good friend that's like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, his no good friend who's like Ricky from fucking Trailer Park Boys. He's just this fucking like, John McGurk.
Coach
like
McGurk.
John McGurk ass fucking dude.
So, your mom's single?
Never fit in.
Your mom's single?
Fucking retard, am I right?
So, after Billy has his record that he sent in via video wiped, Billy sends in a video that they're like, oh, wow, we've never seen anybody play Donkey Kong as well. Let's just disregard the fact that the fucking video is, like, cutting in and out and, like, all wavy.
ET Dubs, it's also was determined to be emulator.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that turned... Now, recently, by the way, just recently... Deal. There was a big scandal.
I think it was a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago. He was stripped of all of his titles because all of his videos were of him playing a emulator.
Which is completely against the rules. You have to play an original arcade machine, unmodified.
Right.
So he's banned from ever even setting records again.
Yep.
Wow.
Also, Walter Day, I think, was stripped from being the king of Twin Galaxies. I'm not sure, though.
Not because of Me Too.
Yeah, maybe.
What did I do?
And while we're into updates, Steve Wiebe is actually number 13 on the high score list of Donkey Kong to this date now.
A bunch of people beat him.
Yeah. Well, because they probably saw this movie and they're like, well, pretty good.
Oh, I could beat that. Yeah.
I could beat this fucking loser in his garage.
I'm pretty good at 1942.
Did I tell you?
I think the major part of this movie is like how much of a villain they build up Billy Mitchell to be.
Right. I have a couple notes that I wrote.
Well,
while,
no shit. They do it just like Marshall. This is pumping iron with video games.
Right. Hang on. So that Cure part was really cringy where they were trying to show him as like a... You know, a...
lovable loser.
Like a... Yeah, not just that, but like more as like a character where it's like...
Underdog.
It's like he's a... you know, he doesn't quite fit in. Do you know what I mean?
Why are you looking at me?
I was looking at Marshall.
No, yeah. Directly.
Where they build up Billy Mitchell to be like, he's this hot sauce mogul and he has all this money. He's got a cute wife.
He's king of the nerds. All the nerds are fun spot.
He had multiple video game records, not just in Donkey Kong, but spanning across different titles. He was in the magazine in the 80s and he looked like... Everybody they talk to in this movie is like light speed fucking nerds.
Right, seriously.
Super nerds. They're wearing gloves to play video games. Hold on.
The guy that watches all the videos that for the record setting.
Right.
That guy's Kemper.
We said that guy was Kemper.
Yes. Okay, come on. I can kind of see that.
It looks like him.
I can kind of see that.
Looks like
he's the one that you're thinking of.
Yeah.
After he was watching, because he watched Billy's videos.
So
after it came out that he had cheated, or they thought about it.
Right.
He resigned from being the guy who watched all the record setting videos.
From the pressure.
I guess so.
And people being like, "You like Billy Mitchell, you fag." Oh no.
Dude, they all fucking sweated him, though.
Dude, he reminds me of that principal or teacher from Beavis and Butthead.
Which one?
The one who's like, God damn it, Beavis and Butthead!
Oh, the principal?
The principal, yeah.
McVicker.
God damn Beavis and Butthead! Oh, his hands are shaking and he's like, he's drinking a liquor. By the way, I want to point out that Marshall was eating a blow pop while we watched this.
Well,
with his
status
butt.
Normal.
He's blowing bubbles with his butt, but he was eating the blow pop like a blow pop because it was like a dick.
You definitely could blow a bubble with your butt. You should have to fart into the bubble. Oh, with gum? I don't know about that.
You want to find out?
You'd have to be really have a really talented sphincter to be able to hold the gum there.
And spread it, and then fart into it, and then give it to Scott and be like,
"Well, that'll really fix my little red wagon."
They'll pop it over someone.
You're a fucking retard. Yeah. I love you. By the way, Friday.
God bless you. This is your episode, Scott. Where-
What?
God bless you. This you're editing.
It's fine.
This.
It's fine. It's fine. But we're gonna be watching The Killer Bean this Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah, right.
That's what we talked about doing.
Okay. I wasn't ready for The Killer Bean. I'll prepare myself while the week goes on.
You'll never be ready. Get ready for The Killer Bean.
You better get ready for the killer bean.
Dude, it has a lot
better
of views.
Better get ready for the killer bean. Better get ready for the killer bean.
Should we finish talking about King of Kong? Yes. You want to give your
review? Oh, sure. No, we did, basically. So let's give our reviews.
First of all, I really enjoy this movie. Hold on. You got to say at least what happens.
What?
I think we did.
We did.
Did you? You said that...
Steve Wiebe not only breaks the record, but he also breaks the live record at Fun Spot.
And discredits
Billy. They don't
Billy.
Accept it, though.
Well, he discredits Billy after That's multiple after chances movie, of being able to compete against each other live, one of which they're like 10 minutes away from him in his house.
I do want to point out the one even part where he's like, Steve. I was going to say, the one part where he's like, there's some people I don't even want to talk to as he walks by him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's so planned to say that.
He was. I guess he was really pissed on how they, like, portray him in the movie.
No,
I'm sure he's
not
as big
all,
of
dude.
A dick in real life.
No, in real life, he leans into that character.
Gabe,
really?
You yeah. remind me of Billy Mitchell. Back in high school.
Facially, yeah.
No, do you remember when Gabe had the butt hair?
Okay.
All right, you saw me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Billy Mitchell. And then... You when you had longer hair, Steve Weeb.
Okay.
And then
Thanks.
We should do a sequel.
Man, you're really stuck on this.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know, man. It was a Gabe versus
Don
story.
I kept saying this too, by the way. He kept saying this to me and Julia. We were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was seeing the Gabe versus Don story. I'd be happy, Don. Your character won.
I was for what in his defense.
I'm a cheater.
Yeah, you're Don, in his defense. I was comparing Billy Mitchell to Gabe.
I mean, that's the only one I can kind of see. Yeah. But, like, in as much as Gabe looks like a ton of people.
Half Marty Abraham.
Yes.
At least he has his own hot sauce, so. He's got a
I like that part. That's pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
His wife is pretty hot, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let me give my review here. I really liked the spirit of this movie. I really wanted to, like, inform the viewer of, a retro video game competitive lore. And it kind of succeeds in doing that. And also, I really love, Fun Spot. So, I really liked all those scenes that were there. And, I really didn't like the, like, forced underdog thing that Steve Wiebe did.
Yeah, but... Okay.
I think it's almost kind of insulting to him, too,
it is,
the
it
way
is,
they present it.
Thank you, because it kept showing, like, his friend who never showed his face, like, during any of the tapings. But he's just like, yeah, Steve was always a fuck-up, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? That John McGurk guy?
He showed us.
Yeah, he's definitely John McGurk.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, his, fucking Steve was a fucking idiot.
His ending
Steve
credits
like
thing
kind of
is
pussy.
His ending credits thing is like he has a $10,000 bounty on whoever can beat the Donkey Kong world record live.
Great.
Did you see that?
No.
So apparently he's pretty well off to be just offering up $10,000 to anybody who can beat a record.
He's also fucking McGurk ass motherfucker.
Teaching kids soccer must be profitable.
I guess so, dude.
Dude, home movies was a shit.
It was. I'll give you that. But I don't know. I really like this movie, though, for the most part. It's not like a favorite of mine, but like it's a good, you know, sit down and watch if I gotta sit down and watch something. So I'm gonna give it like a 5.5 out of 10.
That's exactly what I was going to give it, a 5.5. I do like this movie, but it's not something that I would like throw on.
Precisely.
Yeah. I do think this influenced me a little bit. I think you could see some similarities in the Bad Roommate Olympics.
Yes. I really do agree with that. Yeah.
But that said, it's a good movie, but not a favorite by any means. Don't have that much more to say about it. So 5.5.
I've always really liked this movie, even before I started going to Fun Spot. So I give it a 6.5 because I feel like if you're ever like talking about old retro like gaming and shit like that, you watch this movie, that'll kind of like scratch that itch. You know what I mean? Or
sure.
I don't know.
I mean, I would probably rather play the games, but
sometimes you don't want to play like retro games. Like they're stressful.
You could just emulate them, though. It's not a big deal.
They're stressful, though. Like you fucking
stressful. Mappy is stressful.
You only have like 3 lives, and I'm like,
that was one of the characters in the movie.
Mappy is my
He's like a Mappy world record holder.
Nice.
And yeah, every time it showed a random nerd, and there's just like he holds
a woman. That was an old woman who was a Cuber record holder. Nice. Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I like that shit.
I just like to see that the face attached to each, like, video game that they've, like, fucking wasted their life on.
I'm actually pretty good at Mappy, dude.
I'm pretty good at Burger Time.
Taking up a Bad Roommate.
Ooh. Yeah, you should...
I can beat him. I think you can, too.
Part 2.
He's Jewish.
Yep.
We're doing part 2.
Dude, we should.
Hell yeah, that would be awesome.
But anyway, anything else? Hang on, Gabe, you were saying?
As far as my review goes, I think you guys are right on par. 5.5. This is definitely, of all the documentaries that we watch for, you're a documentary, Mark.
Yes.
This was the least professional out of them as far as...
I like the amateurishness of it, though. A little bit.
It is charming. Like
don't be a snob.
It is charming, but it works with a subject matter, too.
Right, especially, yes.
Because this is when... Even given this time of the movie, video games were still more underground.
Right.
They're completely blown out of proportion in the mainstream now.
2006-ish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, you could have... I might have seen this for the first time on G4. Believe it or not. Mm-hmm. When they had video game TV still.
I remember I worked at Target and they were selling it. And then I was like,
I'm not surprised at all.
What?
She sounds like your type.
What? Big titty goth girl.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Morgan Webb. Who didn't have a thing for Morgan Webb?
You look like Adam Sessler because your hair was just like wispy on top.
A different show? Yeah, whatever.
She was on X-Play.
The X-Play, yes.
And then Olivia Munn was on Attack of the Show. Yeah, and she's the one who blew up after that.
Yeah.
She got too good for it, and I was like, ah, bitch.
Yeah, but 5.5, I think that if you're really not into video games, I don't think there's much here for you. I did force Charity to watch it, and she was marginally interested, but I think
there's
it's more because...
human drama.
That's why, is because they have the underdog and the bully story.
Right, right. Even though it's so cringy, I literally wrote cringy with the part with, like, how like they Morgan treated, what's his name?
Fucking slam pig.
She's probably really fat now.
No, I don't think so.
I hope she is.
Who?
Why would you?
You'd still do it.
You're walking around with your fucking business card in her pocket.
Oh, the 30-year-old goth girl.
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
he's
dude.
Definitely fucking
Morgan Webb
burying his fucking seed in there.
Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb. That's how they always fucking announce
it
on that show too.
X Play was like everyone's childhood. Or like,
except
what childhood?
It probably like 100 people that watched
teenhood, maybe.
You're still a kid.
I loved G4.
You're still a kid to me.
I liked it too, but
when
I was
you're
a
like
preteen.
12, 13,
I was a child.
14, you're still a kid to me. You don't think so?
Well, I'm glad I fit in with your.
No, I'm saying it came out when we were like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You know that.
Anyway, so
Rest in peace, G4.
So what are we... Yeah, I guess we're...
Yeah, there's a Portuguese on there, too. Kevin Pereira.
Yeah.
He's from Mass, too.
You think so?
I believe it.
No, I'm serious.
I remember him talking about his dad having a mustache. He's like, yeah, this is all I can grow.
He must be one of mine.
His name was Pereira, dude. His dad has a mustache. He was a Portuguese.
Pereira.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Like that,
I wonder what he's up to. What do you think they do
that married that autistic kid?
There's no way they made enough money to just, chill for the rest of their lives.
No, they're probably, working at Best Buy now.
I used to be on G4, guys. Morgan Webb's a stripper now. I used to be on G4, remember?
I was also on the Screensavers. Remember that shit?
I do.
Yes. That was pretty good. I was on Bully Hunters. Do you remember that?
No.
That wasn't Booper Hunger.
No, Bully Hunters was like a SJW thing where they would find bullies that would bully girls in lobby, and they would deal with it by sending a professional CSGO gamer to kill them in the game. What? But it was all staged anyways.
That is the gayest shit I've seen in my life.
You've never... Zombie Unicorn, she was like an ethot.
No.
And she gets picked up to be the face of Bully Hunters. Like,
this sounds like Bully Beatdown for fucking nerds.
It is, but it was faked. Like, completely faked.
Most reality shows are.
Yeah, but this was on Twitch, supposed to be live.
Oh, those bastards.
Yeah. No, but it was total... SJW, because it was always a woman or a girl playing... It was CSGO, that was the game. But it was a girl playing CSGO, and it'd be just some random guy randomly... he'd literally be like, I'm gonna fucking rape you, you fucking whore. I'm gonna find out where you live and kill you, blah, blah, blah. Like, within, 10 seconds of, joining the game. And then they'd send, their professional girl gamer in to kill the guy in game, and it's like, yeah, that's what you get, and then teabag him. It was so lame.
Kill yourself, it's not worth living anymore.
Him and his mom and dad for a little bit.
That's but, like Metal Gear.
Get it?
What?
But the
leave me. No more I love you. Changes are shifting outside.
Black?